Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we've got Being a Dick, and I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
Alright, let's get started. Dicks, what's up? Zoe, everybody, calm the fuck down. What's up with him? He ate something. Okay, and him? He ate something, too. Good thing I'm not hungry. I hate to trip balls in the forest. Grim, hello. Hi. Let me guess, you ate something. I did. What's up with the beard? I've never seen you look this scruff.
I can't even tell.
I'm trying something new. I'm surprised by it. I didn't think you could grow one. But I can, okay? I can too grow body hair. A lot of it. Hey, Mello. Don't mind him. He's not himself tonight. Have a drink with us. Sure, why not? And while we're drinking, I have some questions about those Halloween photos. They look the bomb. Tell me about it. Jacob and Elena did such a great job with them. Alright.
And he just gets up and wanders off in the middle of the conversation, it looked like.
Pretty much.
I guess you go by the campfire.
I guess I can.
Well, I look like the two options. What else do we have on our itinerary there?
It says. Talk to the nude man, find the unicorn.
To the nude man?
Yep.
Well, that would be...
I know. Just gotta find him first.
Hiding behind that white board, it looked like. But where's the white board?
Don't know. Grim! JB, how are you? I gave a fork a stare down for like an hour. Why do forks come with different numbers of prongs? And if you have many prongs and they meld together, do you know what you get? A spoon, Grim! It becomes a spoon! Whoa! Right? Have you seen Elena? I gotta tell her about it. She's somewhere around here. Elena tells me you two are close. I wanted to say how happy that makes me to hear. Yeah, we kinda are. She's such a fun person to be around. She is fun and caring and sexy. I think I got horny talking to you about her. Go do something about it, bro. I can't help you with that. Hell, I have so many quests to go on that I don't even know where to start. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the highest, how sexy is Elena? She's hot or she's not my type?
She's hot.
Like 500, very hot. Yeah, don't take offense now, but I gotta ask you this. Would you ever fuck someone like Elena?
Elena's his friend.
Yeah. If both of us were single, I can't see why I wouldn't. And what if she's not? What are you asking me? Forget it, it's the mushroom talking. But if you think it would be fun, there could be ways to make it happen. I wouldn't fuck your girlfriend, John Boy. Hey, don't say no before you think some more about it. Sharing is caring, isn't it? And something about picturing or taking a huge cock like yours makes me puff up.
Okay,
I'm not into that! That's called cuckolding!
I wanna see how it's done. I am a picture of sorts.
Think about it. The Rock is speaking to me. Hello? Grim, it's Nora. I've pondered what to do with this now that you're a student in my class, but it's a tough decision. Whoa, Nora. I have come to a conclusion. It's simply too complicated to date someone I'm teaching, and I have to inform you that I can't date you anymore. Wait, what? Are you joking? I'm afraid I'm not. It's against our rules unless it's disclosed, but that's not something I'm willing to do. I'd be putting my career in jeopardy, and we'd have to find a way around grading your lab report. It involves letting my superiors know about you, and even Professor Wilcock would have to learn about it. Sure, it's mitigated by the fact that we met before knowing it would come to this, but as much as it pains me, I cannot continue. Grim, are you still there? You seem to have it figured out. You seem to have figured it out, so I don't know what I can say to change your mind. I don't want you to risk your job, but it sucks that we have to stop seeing each other because it's something we didn't know about. I thought we had a good connection. We do. We have a great rapport, but I didn't expect to have much in common with someone of your age. All things considered, I beat myself up for having to make this call. I wish our relationship had progressed even further to be able to dare go down the other route, but I have to stay realistic. There's too much at stake, and at this stage, and the stage I'm at in my life, I can't afford to gamble with my profession. What if we keep it a secret? That could work. It could never work. Things like these don't remain secret for long. All it takes is one mistake and it's out there. And honestly, are you telling me that you haven't told anyone about us? Okay, I see what you mean. Since you're this determined to end it, I don't think I have anything else to say. I'm sorry, Grim, I truly am.
Don't give up.
Me too. I wish you didn't give up on me this easily, but it's your call. I hope you'll think some more about it and change your mind. Bye, Grim. Yep.
Is that the one?
Yeah, that one's different. That was it. Welcome to the North Pole. Huh? Oh no, Santa! Send help! Santa's drowning! Here, Santa! Get the buoy! Santa can't swim! Christmas is no more! No. That was a bonus! There wasn't anything else for us to do, that was just there. Yeah, we finished the free roam event.
What about the method?
No, we did that.
What was that? I thought that was,
Oh, talk to the blueberry.
Yeah, didn't say make a woman, make a guy.
Yeah, but we found him because it's not on there no more. Oh, we can't. Yeah, we can. We can do that. Someone asked him if they'd sell music based on the game. He's like, I can't do that. It's not my music to sell.
Yeah.
He said it'd be great, but...
I didn't know if he could talk them into doing like a soundtrack for it.
People would still not feel it was correct, was right without the original intro, though. That's the one they got in trouble with, yeah. Well, they didn't get in trouble. The band just, they didn't want their music put in this game. So, yeah, it kind of sucks. I found the blueberry. Seriously, how are you tonight? I made a mistake. Was it the drugs? It doesn't look like you're enjoying yourself. I'm seeing things, Zoe. Let's get away for a while. Talk to me and I'll help you snap out of it. Thanks for the invite. I didn't realize you guys are reenacting a college horror movie in the woods. I would have brought popcorn if I knew. There are marshmallows if you want them. I'll pass. Those are too sugary. About last time, when I left, it kind of felt like a weird tension in the air between us. I should have let you get sentimental, but I didn't want to feel those feelings at the time. Instead, I went into panic mode and tried to keep it cool. Yeah, I know. but I've thought about it a lot, and even though it's probably going to hurt again, I'm ready to talk about it more if you are. About what? Like, more about how you felt when I left, if there's anything left for you to say. Well, I get mad thinking about that moment at the station. I have a hard time forgiving myself. I keep beating myself up over it. Forgive yourself for what? I think I would have felt bummed out and angry if I'd never lied to you about how I felt in the first place. Maybe it would have been easier to say how I felt instead of pretending things were fine. Let's go back in time together. I might be hallucinating tonight, but even so, I know you can't go back in time. We can. Look, we're at the train station again, and I'm about to leave. Making sure we are recording. We're sitting here in silence, not saying shit, because I don't know what to say, and you're obviously feeling bad. And instead of this long moment of silence while waiting for that train, you start talking to me. And you say the things you really want to say, the things you didn't say, the things you could have said. Okay, okay, I'd say, Zoe, I don't want you to leave. Don't leave me here alone. I have to leave, Grim. I can't stay here because it's driving me crazy. All I think about is my grandma and the dreams I told her about, the dreams she supported me in and wanted me to fulfill. I understand that, but if you leave me here, you take away the only good things I have in my life aside from Dad. You take away someone who I thought would be my future. Grim, what are you saying? I didn't realize it back then, what we had together. And I still have a hard time to call it. I still have a hard time to call it what it was. I've been in constant denial and kept telling myself that it was just the best friendship I ever had. But I knew it was something more than that. You weren't just my friend, you were my girlfriend. And looking at you today, I know that deep down, you were my first love. If I had said that, would you have stayed? You know what? Don't answer. We shouldn't have done this tonight. You were right to cut me off last time. Sorry, but this is too much for me. I gotta do something else or I'll ruin this night.
It just sounded like he rambled on in a constant. And she wasn't gonna say anything. He's like, shh, don't speak. With the lip, finger over the lip. No. Keep it sexy. Don't say it.
Fend off mosquitoes. Grim? Hey, stop that. The mosquitoes are everywhere. Damn, is there anyone at home in here? That's another character. I saw this character in that game, The Seven Realms, which I also uploaded today. Yeah, I didn't actually read that one. I played it, and it's the first time I've actually done one where I didn't read it. So, I saw him. He's Jacob plays a role as, what is his name, Zalir or whatever? But yeah, it's the same actor, I guess we can say. I'm right here, Jackoff. Did you just call me Jackoff? Bro, listen, I know this might seem like a weird question and all, but I gotta ask you something. It's about Zoe. I'm listening. I've been chatting her up tonight, and over the past few weeks we texted a lot. Zoe's got blue hair. Yeah, she sure does. Anyway, I think we're kinda hitting it off. I like you too, Jackoff. Yeah, I like you, bro. But I met me and Zoe. I think we're hitting it off. Since you're like her ex or something, it's not cool for me to act on it. But if it's okay with you, would you be okay with it if I did? Did what? If I made a move on her? I'm actually gonna say it's okay, because I'm not going for that path. Ow. It's okay. Then why are you slapping me? I am? Man, thanks, bro. It means a lot that you're cool with it. She's interested in Jacob now? My stomach kind of turned hearing that. But if that's what she wants, I'm not going to stop her.
Likes...
It wasn't!
He's such a racist. This is 2024. I mean, yeah, they can like the chocolate if they want to.
Find the leprechaun. I can see the rainbow now. Are you the leprechaun? Is the mushroom affecting you too? It's such an unpleasant effect. Closing my eyes doesn't help. Yeah, I'm drinking beers to numb the effect. Sitting down and talking might help. That's why I'm still here. I'm too scared to move. Okay. Sit down on the bench, Grim. Nick, please help me. Let's talk about something. Try to focus, Grim. Are you celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow? No, I've got plans. I told Dad we'd celebrate it this weekend. You? Yeah, I'm going back home to see my family. Mom, Dad, and my sis. It'll be fun seeing them. I don't want to waste it by showing up with a hangover. I hope the mushroom doesn't give any lasting effect. The mushroom is already inside of me, making its way down to my intestines as we speak. I hope it'll be over by tomorrow. Tommy said it would be over in a few hours. Good. Good. Not that I know, since I'm probably too drunk. So, what's important enough for you to postpone Thanksgiving? It's a secret. I can't talk about it. A secret, huh? Don't you want to share stuff with me? I bet even you have secrets. Well, who hasn't? I've been feeling like shit lately. How come? Let's just say that I've been in love with a girl who doesn't even see me for the last couple of years. Is that a secret? She's in a relationship with someone and there's nothing I can do about it. Ouch, I've had crushes like that too. It sucks. You haven't managed to move on after 2 years? It's not simple to do that when she's constantly around. Recently I crossed the line I didn't think I'd cross. She confided in me and one thing led to another. At Halloween I ended up in bed with her. We were both drunk and part of me wanted to do that since the beginning. But fuck. Is he talking about Heather? Dude, is it Heather? Fuck, me and my stupid mouth. It is Heather. Are you in love with her?
Isn't that, what's his name?
Not sure. From the first moment I saw her, even before she got together with Tommy.
Yeah, that's
pretty weird. And now that I did this with her, how can I go on pretending that I didn't do it around him? You need to tell Tommy? I did it too is one of the options. We got three options. I did it too, don't tell Tommy, or you need to tell Tommy.
Don't tell Tommy. If you're not doing it, you don't need to be a hypocrite.
You can't tell Tommy about that, he'd kill you. I know, he'd at least beat the living shit out of me. Maybe Heather will tell him, maybe she won't. You should talk to her about it. I did, but fuck, I shouldn't have told you about this. I won't tell Tommy, but damn. Almost did, I did it too. I was real close from picking that one. Go to your tent.
Well, just me, myself, and lotion. Good night.
Ooh. Okay, so we're done the free roam event. I never thought school was that fun, but college is way different. I spend most of my days in classes I actually enjoy. Sure, there's some mandatory classes that stink, but as a whole, college rocks. You'd love it here. Sounds like it. Not living with your parents and partying all the time sounds tempting. Yeah, these parties happen all the time. Every weekend there's something going on somewhere, you know? Awesome. But I'm not sure about anything these days. I'm still trying to figure myself out. I never thought it'd be this hard to know what I wanted to do with my life, especially after being dead set on surfing. Maybe that's why it's hard, being so sure of myself and never opening my eyes to new stuff. If you have hobbies you love, trying to earn money from them is the way to go, if you ask me. Imagine doing what you love for a living. That's what I aim at. Yeah, you got a good idea going on with that, but what if you can't attain it? What if it's too far-fetched? Like what? Like, all you wanted to do is draw all day, but the pieces you draw aren't that special that people want to buy them. Good point. You have to be smart about it. You can turn that art into prints for posters or clothes. You can work for commission, or team up with someone who needs an artist. You don't have to narrow down your thinking that way.
You know, they said, if you go into business, the worst business is to start in t-shirt design and coffee.
Coffee?
Everyone's doing their own coffee nowadays.
Yeah.
And then everybody's doing their own t-shirt, so...
Pretty much.
It's like, the market's too flooded.
Use others so you can do what you want. You can be a part of something bigger, but still do what you want to do. Wow. That makes a lot of sense. I guess I've been too hung up on managing everything on my own and to work for myself instead of seeing those possibilities. They teach you all about it here is all I'm saying. Thanks, Jacob, really. Hey, anytime. What are you doing? I figured we were vibing and all. We've gotten closer since we met at Halloween. If you don't do something about that, you usually end up being friend-zoned. Listen, I gotta tell you. I think you're an awesome guy and we have stuff in common, like hobbies and such, but I'm not feeling the same vibes you are. You're not? Damn, I thought you were. You've been so easy to talk to and interested in everything I said. I'm just being myself. I think you're interesting and fun to hang around, but not in that way. Fuck, I feel like a fucking clown. Sorry, Zoe. I thought I felt something. It's probably the alcohol in combination with wanting there to be something.
You know what kind of clamp? A jugula? No.
No harm done, dude. You gotta take your shots, right? But also, you're friends with Grim. Hooking up with someone who he's close to, I'd never do that to him. Me neither, but he was cool with it, so I figured I'd give it a shot. He was cool with you hitting on me? I asked him before about it. I wouldn't do it without checking with him. But never mind, let's forget this happened, okay? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I need a break. I drink a lot of these.
I feel like I made the wrong decision. But it might have worked out. Of course, she looks over there. Oh, he's...
Well, that's Riona. We're kind of on Riona's path.
Yeah. Well, you are, but you never know. You know how that goes.
Right.
You're on a path.
Right, and
there's a monkey wrench in the son of a bitch.
Wow. That's why... That's the pair bonding shit.
Yeah.
They were pair bonding, and that's why...
Well, that's why they say the more sex women have with different people, the less they're able to pair bond.
Right. Like, women will tell me, oh, I'm interested in men on an emotional level, like... I'm you're not demisexual, you're a woman. Women are interested more in emotional bonds with men because that's how they...
to do the wrong role that they're biologically built for.
Right. Because they're saying, look, I'm attracted to a man emotionally. Well, of course you are. That's how you pair bond. Guys pair bond, like, we look at a woman, you know, attraction. We're more attraction-based.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's like, well, I gotta look like this and look like that. But it doesn't matter. You just have to be...
Well, I mean, it does work guys that way to a certain extent, but not as much
as you think.
Because they're meant to pair with someone they know can protect and...
Right.
...help provide.
Yep. Hey, she didn't have that blue hair back then. Nor she had the nose ring.
I think she was...
Oh, fuck.
Projection. Oh, there she went.
Fuck, shitballs. Fuck! Uh-oh.
Realized she crashed on him or something. But that might have been what you did to push her closer to him, because now she realized, oh, I... He is wanting, and I feel like now she wants him, that he's got other options.
Right. Derek, stop humping the trash can. Her name is Jessie, and I'm not humping her. We're making love. Tommy ruined the vibe of the party with these shrooms. I don't hear you complaining when you smoke weed with him. This is how you feel every time we do that, huh? What you do with your body is your business, but experimenting with hallucinogens like this is way too extreme for me. Even when it comes to watching you do it, I'm not comfortable. I'm generally worried someone will do something stupid and get hurt tonight. Rusty, why the camera? Why? No one's got a camera on you, you're tripping. There's a camera on my ceiling watching everything I do. It watches me masturbate. You're in the woods, dude. You shouldn't have eaten that mushroom. Not in the woods, Rusty. In my room. It's like it's like talking to toddlers. Aha, yep. Look. What the fuck is that? The camera. Okay, I think we need to listen to it. Derek, where did you get that picture from? Ashley, my beautiful Ashley. Ashley sent you this? That's from Derek's closet, right? Ashley and I fooled around in there. I had to tell her about it. She said that Anthony told her about some pictures they got. He blamed us. The jocks did this? Take it. Read Ashley's text. My reputation is already ruined. Okay, I'm browsing it. And there's your penis. Why are you sending her dick pics? After that. Dude, what does it say? Ashley, I feel sick thinking about the camera. Do you think there's a sex tape of us out there? I don't know. It makes me feel sick, too. Did you get a hold of the pictures? Not yet. I'm gonna ask Ant about it later tonight. He showed me the pictures. You're totally right. There's a camera in there. And there's the picture. What the fuck? That's from my room. It's from that camera. Ant said you guys provoked him with a bunch of pictures of everyone having sex with Arias and that this was one of them. I saw the pictures and he wasn't lying. Rusty, Leon, Jamie. I don't remember everyone because I didn't want to look at them. They were disgusting. The hell is she talking about? The pictures from our laptop of you guys banging her. It's gotta be those. The jocks did this? It's not the jocks, Reed. Where in the hell did he get those pictures from? Is it their camera? Someone dropped a letter off with them addressed to Dahl. Chad told him it was Grimm, so he got into a fight with him. That fight is what got Chad suspended from the frat. Grimm did this? It can't be. That's the dumbest thing I heard. There's no way it can be Grimm. That's what Chad said. I talked to Grimm about the camera. He even helped me look for more of them in the mansion. It can't be him. And I trust Ant, and he says it was Grimm who did it. There's no way that camera is theirs either. God, I don't want that sex tape to leak. It can't be Grimm. I'm not buying it. It's not Grimm. But it all makes sense now. Kathy's cluck, the camera, the pictures, the posters. It's one of us. It's a dick. It's a fucking dick.
Yeah, they're a fucking dick.
Yeah, we didn't do so well on this, but whatever.
Someone's happiness wasn't that. Didn't know that was a thing.
Party rank is a D. We didn't care. He was asked another question. He said, is there any way to disable... Why isn't there a way to disable the mini-games later on in the game? And he said, well, because that's tied to everything else. If they allowed you to disable the mini-games, it messes up the money and everything else. So you can either play Being a Dick with the mini-games or without the mini-games from the start. Because you can't play it, you can't switch it off or on.
Yeah. I've been playing that new Tekken 8. That's pretty good. I like it.
Completely different kind of game, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just thinking of games currently on playing.
Start every parting play. One more. Okay, since we're probably to the party planning shit, we could probably... Reduces the cost of marijuana, reduces that, reduces that. Okay, dicks was at least...
Flooding the market with marijuana, it's dirt cheap now.
Save up to $5 for the next party budget. Remember, you get one perk. Okay. Grimm, open up wide. Ah, is it another shot? Derek, do it. No, get that cock away from me. Ha 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 ha. Dad taught me everything I know. He knows all kinds of stuff. That's fucking cool. Why don't you like me? I do, we're bonding here, aren't we? You're drunk, where are the shots? I'm having the best time of my life. Grimm, you can't take your clothes off in the club like that. I just wanted to dance for them. Pukes. How much did you drink? Huh? Ugh. I wonder if I'm the only one here. Morning. Jacob, are you still here? Derek refused to leave and someone had to stay with him. You're a good brother, Jacob. What about everyone else? They went back to the mansion when people started to drop off. You look like a mess today. Thanks. I think it's the beard. You need to give it time to grow some more. No thanks, it's itching like crazy. Yeah, it'll do that at first. It stops when it grows longer. I'm shaving it off later. I don't like it. What a bummer. You said I looked like a mess. A cool mess. Ha ha ha. Grim. Yeah. You're with us, right? With who? The dicks, 100%? Dude, 110, you know that. Just checking. Bye-bye, beard. At least I proved I can grow, you guys. And now it looks like, now I look like I'm 5 years younger. Weird. Okay. There's no reason for us to start a free roam right now. So we're going to go ahead and end it with this one. We got done with the camping, but now we're going to do something completely different. And there was some drama. We got a little bit of a shock. And of course, there's going to be more dick next week, as usual. And we've got some other things planned. It just didn't work out this week. But hopefully, you know, you guys will enjoy the other things I've given you on AVN Tuesday. So stay tuned for those. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out. I will see you next time.
Later.